Welcome to Time with Abba, the Personal Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 24th, Monday, 2020, day 237. Today's topic, Jesus told me some very encouraging words this morning. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 92, verses 1 to 8, Job chapter 12, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 35, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 29 to 58, Proverbs 21, verses 30 to 31. Today's main passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 to 58. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is Jesus told me some very encouraging words this morning. I was about to complete today's blog yesterday night, but Jesus told me to wait and to have more time to be with him so that I could receive what he wanted to tell me. I heard just a short while ago of what Jesus Christ our Lord would like to tell us. Jesus says, you people like to use 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 to encourage those who are being discouraged while serving at church. You people think that 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 can help people to continue serving me and not drifting away because of disappointment on your church people, financial and health difficulties, and me. But this verse is to tell you not letting the fear of death taking away the heart to be with me and to serve me. Only if you are willing to be with me each day that you are able not to fear death and not to be discouraged by other people or other things. Do you understand? Then the hymn, Are Ye Able, sounded in my head many, many times. And Jesus commanded me to sing it now. That's from Hymns of Universal Praise, number 616. Are ye able, said the Master, to be crucified with me? Yea, the sturdy dreamers answer to the death we follow thee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remote them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to love and loyalty. Are ye able to remember when a thief lifts up his eyes, that his pardoned soul is worthy of a place in paradise? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remote them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to love and loyalty. Are ye able, when the shadows close around you with the sword, to believe that spirit triumphs, to command your soul to God? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to love and loyalty. Are ye able, still the Master whisper down eternity, and heroic spirits answer, now I stand in Galilee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to love and loyalty. Wow. Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to be with you and to be able to see you each day, listen to your talking to us each day, that we will not fear death or not to be discouraged by other people or other things, that we can follow you till death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? And what have you heard from Jesus now? Just listen. Close your eyes and listen. Yeah, Jesus would like to talk to you, to tell something very important to your soul now. Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.